Couple of more announcements. A reminder that, as Leonard talked about in his sermon, in honor of celebrating the feast of St. Francis, we will have the blessing of the animals at Dempsey Park at 12:30. And so please, if you would like to join in that, please go to that spot right by the gazebo and also invite your family and friends. And as well, it'll be an opportunity to greet those who are in the park walking their animals and to provide a blessing on that friendship. Reminder that for those who do not receive the newsletter via email, that your copies are at the back of the church, and that for everyone, there is your pastoral Thanksgiving letter. Please make sure you pick it up, because otherwise that means we're going to have to mail them. And please pick up any that you might be able to deliver for us. That would be greatly appreciated. On behalf of mourning, I want to extend the invitation to the Teze service this coming Thursday night. It is being sponsored by the Mandarin Fellowship, but as mourning is quick to say, it is not only for the Mandarin Fellowship. It is for all of us. It is for the parish of St. George on Yonge and anyone else who might be interested. So I want to encourage you to come out to that. If you haven't experienced a Teze-type service, it is wonderfully meditative and contemplative, and it is going to be in both Mandarin and in English. The best part about Teze is a lot of it is actually in Latin, so it's actually neither. And so that's a wonderful way that we can worship together beyond any language differences or cultural differences. Talk to mourning, speak to me if you'd like more information, but that's at 7 o'clock here in the main sanctuary. And trust me, you won't be disappointed if you come. So that's Thursday at 7 o'clock. Angela has asked me to announce that the tree in the front entranceway, she often does different things with that tree depending upon the liturgical season that we're in. And since we are approaching Thanksgiving, she has put some leaves on the tree that have got things to be thankful for. But that's not where it ends, because she's also placed a basket on the front information desk, welcome desk, with additional leaves and nothing on them for us to write the things that we have to be thankful for, and then to place those leaves on the tree in the front entranceway. I think that's a wonderful example of how we together can show what it is that we have to be thankful for as individuals and as a parish community in a world where it's often not so easy to see the things to be thankful for. It will become a tangible sign of our thankfulness. So go write something on one of the leaves and put it on the tree as your contribution of what it is that you and we together are thankful for. Also, this coming week, the church will be decorated for Harvest Thanksgiving, which we will celebrate next Sunday. So if you do have anything to drop off, it's going to be decorated on Friday. So any fruits or vegetables, and if it's perishable, you can certainly leave it in the fridge just out in the entranceway. But it'll be wonderful to have the harvest decorating our church as we prepare to celebrate Thanksgiving next Sunday. Max has an announcement on behalf of the wardens.
Thank you, Father Mark. Good morning, everyone. I promised to keep the congregation up to date with what was going on in our discussions with the diocese. So we have the interim report of the team that that visited us at the start of the summer. And Mark met with the bishop on Wednesday. And the leadership team here will be meeting with the bishop on Tuesday evening. As expected, the report basically asks us to prepare a plan of action. And based on that plan that we prepare, the report will recommend or recommends to the diocese that they provide us with some financial support. So we'll be going through that with the bishop on Tuesday, and as promised, I will keep you posted as things develop. Meanwhile, I also want to point out that last week we gave you an update from the treasurer as to the state of our finances up to the end of August. And I'm pleased to let you know that YCCCI, the daycare, has given us an extraordinary contribution of $20,000. And they have also increased their monthly contribution from $15,000 to $16,000. And I want to take time especially to thank our members who represent us on the board of the YCCCI and the daycare. This is an important ministry of the church. It's community work. In addition to the fact that it contributes so much to our finances, it's actually part of our mission to the community in which we are situated. And the work that that Laura and Geraldine and Lorraine and Chris and Hazel contribute on our behalf to the daycare is very valuable work. So thanks to all of them for what they do for us. And thank you.
Thank you, Max, for that that update. Please pray for our meeting with the bishop on Tuesday, and there will be more information coming as time goes on. And especially become involved in the strategic plan, because that really is what the foundation of our support in terms of where we head as a parish community. Our recessional hymn is, God, My Hope on You is Founded.